God is gentle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. God is gentle. We have many attitudes in our mind telling us what God is. And gentle is one of those attitudes. Gentle is one of those thoughts about what God is. Now, what is God? What is God? We want to think of God as a presence. We want to think of God as a human being. We want to think of God as a divine being. We want to think of God as a loving being. We want to think of God as compassionate and gentle. We want to put with God all of those attributes that we find desirable in a human life. Now, how are we going to do that? How are we going to live our life and live our world from a human point of view? How are we going to do that? How are we going to realize that the Creator, that which brought forth all things in our world, that which revealed all things, and that which created us, and that which we are, is going to be something that cares, something that has an awareness of us, something that has not a compassion of sorriness for us, my goodness sakes, no, but a triumphant joy in us as its creation and as the Creator. We are God. We are the Creator God, and God is us. For God is in and through us. God is all that we are. We don't know anything else in the universe except God. That's all we know. Now, we've been given a human body, which is a receptor, a preceptor. It understands, not really understands, it senses what goes on in the universe about it. Now, sensing what goes on in the universe about it is not a bad thing. It's just an awareness. But are we making an attitude? Are we interpreting what goes on in the universe about us? And as we interpret this, are we coming to a decision that it perhaps is not so gentle, that it's not so loving? As we think that thought, then it is not so loving. How do we want it to be? How do we want our God nature to be? How do we want God to be? Well, of all things, we want God to be gentle. And gentle is as we are buddingly aware of what's going on in our world. We are aware of it from one point of view, that all is good and very good and gentle. All is good and very good, no matter how we perceive or how we are aware of what's going on in the universe. We are aware that all that is going on in the universe is loving and gentle and warm and tender and kind and fantastic in every beautiful way. And as this is the only criteria for which we as God, for which we as the Creator, for which we as the created, observe the universe in which we have created ourselves, and which we are continually creating every moment of every day, are we calling it something that is good, gentle, loving, kind, thoughtful? Are we calling it the reflection of our divinity? Or are we calling it the reflection of our humanity, which has not yet made the decision what is right and what is wrong for it to experience. Now, to say what is right and what is wrong is not really what we mean to say here. To say what is beneficial for us, what is right, beneficial for us, that is what we want to say. For nothing is wrong, for everything is a result of the law of cause and effect. Everything comes as that, not that it has to be. We have the ideal to choose from, and we can choose from that ideal with our every thought, if we choose, or we can choose less than the ideal and pretend that it's real, pretend that it's the allness right now, when really it's only a phantasm. It's only an image. It's only something that is passing. God is gentle. How loving that sounds. How beneficial that sounds. Unconditionally loving that sounds. Yes? God makes no judgment of anybody or anything, but God is the allness. And the allness is every good or negative experience that could possibly be, every joyful or joyless experience that could ever be. And it's a matter of, what do we choose to put our attention on? What do we choose to think of the divine as being? If we want to think of God as law, as principle, and that principle chastises us for using it in a way that is not beneficial to us, and when we burn our hand, we burn our hand because we put our hand on a hot object that burned our hand, and we say, that's the principle. The object is hot, and it will heat or burn anything that touches it. And we should have the wisdom to be aware that anything that touches that surface is going to be burned. So therefore, we do not touch that surface. Now, if we touch that surface knowing this, then we are certainly using the principle in a contrary way. We are thinking we can be untouched. Now, let's go even further. In the allness, there is no such thing as a burn or not burn. There is no such thing as pro and con. There's no such thing as right and wrong. There's no such thing as anything. All is. And if I'm going to live in a universe, in a divine universe, that all is, then I can never be burned. I can never violate, and violate's the wrong word there, I can never use the principle to my disadvantage. I can never use the principle in a way that is going to be something I do not choose to experience. When I live in this glorious, wonderful universe and recognize that God is gentle, that God is good, that God is all, and I am that God, then I live in accordance with that aspect. I live in accordance with that understanding, that awareness. And as I live in accordance with that awareness, all I experience is what I think I am. All I experience is what I claim I am. All I experience is what I am. Now, what am I? What kind of a being am I? What kind of a cause am I that I put in motion? Well, I put this cause in motion of being very gentle. And I put this cause in motion that I choose at all times to be a loving, gentle, fantastic being. And because I choose that cause, and because I choose that awareness, and because I choose that as my reality, then that is exactly who I am. I can be no more nor any less than whatever cause I choose to put in motion. And my choice is to put the cause of the allness of the divine, the allness of the divine, the allness of God in motion for me as realizing that God is gentle. God is good, God is all, and I am God. When I do that, I live a world of marvelous experiences. I live a world of gentleness and peace. I live a world harmonious with all that I am and all that I can ever be. For that is who I am. And that is all I am. So, my friends, know that in that joy, I love you. I love you. I love you.